This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Krista Omenson. Monterey County Deputy District Attorney Jimmy Panetta is one of three candidates so far running to replace retiring Congressman Sam Farr. The son of former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, Jimmy Panetta served in the U.S. Navy Reserve as an intelligence officer. As part of KAZU's election coverage leading up to the June primary, journalist Lewis Sleeter interviewed Panetta about his decision to run for office.
The reason that I'm running is because of my sense of belonging to this area, which has created my sense of service to this area. We were always told that because we were allowed to live the reality of my grandfather's American dream, we should always give back to this country and this community that gave us so much. And so I have lived up to that sense of service in my adult life, be it my time in the military, be it my time as a prosecutor in Oakland and in Salinas, and be it my time serving on the number of boards.
This is your first attempt at public office. You're running for Congress. Did you consider running for something else as a stepping stone, perhaps the Board of Supervisors, the State Assembly, or State Senate?
The answer is posed in that question is, you know, I would not want to run for an office where I knew it would be a stepping stone. That would be a disservice to the people that I would represent in that position. I feel that based on my commitment to this area and my commitment to service of this community and our country and what I have done in my adult life, I am qualified to represent this area in Congress.
The name Panetta, obviously it's a well-recognized and respected name. There were people who say if your name was, say, Jimmy Mercurio or Jimmy Sanchez or Jimmy Thompson, it would be a whole different ballgame. Well, how do you respond to that?
Well, I say that's right. I say don't just look at the name. Look at me. I know people know the name, but they need to know me. And if you talk to people who know me and who support me, and if you look at my endorsements, it's not because of the name. It's because of what I have done in my past and demonstrating my commitment to service.
If you are elected, what committees would you like to be on?
You'd be remiss if you weren't on the Agriculture Committee, being from this area. I look forward to being on the Agricultural Committee back in Washington, D.C., so that I can continue to support the number one industry in this area.
An appearance in Santa Cruz, you said your first priority is immigration reform. Where do we go on immigration?
I was fortunate enough to take an ag-focused class up in Santa Cruz County through the Farm Bureau. And every farmer I spoke to in that class and subsequent to the class, what they tell me is that, yes, water is an issue, but the most pressing issue for them is immigration. Because we live in an area with more crops than any other single state in the Union. These are specialty crops. These are crops that you can't just bring a machine through the field to harvest these crops. You need human sight, sense, and touch in order to pick these berries, pick these artichokes, cut the lettuce, because they need to determine what's aesthetically pleasing to the consumer. And so having a adequate labor force for that industry is essential in this area. And it's unfortunate that Congress has yet to produce any sort of resolution in dealing with comprehensive immigration reform. And the frustrating part is back in 2013, when the Senate had their bill that they put forward, that was a solution. It was a comprehensive immigration reform. But unfortunately, the Republican House leadership failed to bring it forward. So what I'm hoping is when there is a new administration, no matter who it is, that this issue will come up again. And I look forward, if I'm so fortunate enough to be in that position, to work on that issue.
Casey Lucius is a Republican also running for this congressional seat. What would you say is the difference between you and her?
She's a Republican. I mean, look, if you are a Republican, you are going to have to vote with the Republican leadership when you get to the House. And if you don't, How are you going to get things done?
That's Democratic congressional candidate Jimmy Panetta speaking with journalist Louis Leader. You can hear their complete interview on our website, kazu.org. There, you will also find the interview Louis did with Republican candidate Casey Lucius. Next, we hope to bring you an interview with independent candidate Matt Bruner. This is KAZU News.